Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Mixed 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Been ghosted, went on a great date, and now you're not hearing from that person. Let us know so we can try to get you some answers. Reach out to us, mornings at mixed 94.7.com. All right, Audrey, Alex, say hello to Gavin.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, Gavin.
Hello.
There he is. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Okay. We thought we got ghosted by Gavin. Good morning. And then we understand that you went out with Emma, and now you have not heard from her, and we're going to try to figure out what happened. But first, give us a backstory. Like, how'd you guys meet, and what happened when you went out?
Yeah, so, I mean, we met through a dating app, Hinge, and after about, like, a week of talking and, you know, trying to get to know each other, you know, I finally asked her to get drinks with me the next weekend. As soon as we met up, I just kind of like got good vibes, I guess. And I don't know, we really hit it off and had a lot of fun and really just felt like the chemistry was there, which is nice because usually with dating, it's not that at all.
You just had drinks?
Yeah, we just had drinks. We went to, I think it was like three different bars that had like a little mini bar hopping.
Mm-hmm. That's a good sign.
And,
that is a good sign
for sure. Great.
If she wants to go to the next bar with you, that means that she's into it?
Yeah, because that's her exit out.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a good way to tell if she is enjoying the day.
Oh, yeah. Gives you the out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Be like, hey, let's change the scenery. Let's go to this new spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then if she's like, yeah, that sounds great, then you know that, okay, she's
mm-hmm.
in.
Absolutely.
Oh, I like that. Okay, so anyway, you went to the three bars together, and then that sounds positive.
Yeah, no, I mean, it definitely was positive. That's why I'm honestly just confused why she's not really, doesn't seem really interested in me anymore. I mean, we were together for like several hours or so. And I mean, I'll be honest, there was not at one indication at any point of her not really feeling it at all. And, you know, if she wasn't into it, then I just feel like she wouldn't have gone to, like you said, any of the other bars with me, which is well, I am coming to you guys now for help because I'm just confused and don't really know what to do from here.
Hmm.
Or stayed several hours.
Or stayed several hours, for sure.
Couldn't be me.
you wouldn't stay for several hours
if I wasn't into him.
Right.
Yeah.
If you were into him, then you'd be all over it.
It'd be like nothing. Mm-hmm.
Audrey, I know you like to kiss the boys that you go out with.
Stop.
At what point in the day will you kiss him?
Once I've had enough drinks.
Okay.
But I never do it. Like, they have to make the move.
Right, but they
They do?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. So, it's amazing. Wild to me. It's been a long time since I've been on a date, but it's just wild how quick these boys go in for the kiss.
I know. Me too. It's crazy.
But do you ever pull away, or do you ever say no? Or
well, if I'm not into it, I'll keep it short and sweet.
But you'll still do it.
I mean, it's kind of hard once their lips are already there.
Like,
bro, you could say I don't kiss on the first date, or you can make up some excuse.
Keep it short.
Dude.
Oh, man. Boy, your DMs are going to be loaded. All right. Gavin, let's just call Emma and see what's up, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Emma. Brad Booker calling with Mix 94.7. I've got Alex Franco and Audrey Allen here. We're doing the morning radio show. I just want to give you all the information. I hope you take a moment to talk with us because we're calling with peace and love. Mm-hmm. And we've got Gavin on the phone. He contacted us because we do a segment called Waiting by the Phone. I don't know if you've heard of it, but we help out people that have gone out with someone that they really, really like. Gavin had amazing things to say about you, but is just confused as to why he hasn't heard from you. So we're here to try to mediate a conversation. And again, not on anyone's side here. We just want to see if we can get some answers. And if you weren't into him, he's okay with that. He just wants to know, and then we'll move on. It's a lot. I know.
Okay.
What happened? Did you not like him?
I'm just going to say that I've dated a lot and I've been on enough dates and I don't think it's necessary for, you know, me to offer to pay anymore. Cause I feel as a woman, like if a guy asked me out, like it's almost his obligation to pay.
Did he make you pay?
Well, here's the thing. I thought we were on the same page with that, but he treated me through the entire evening. So, you know, and I had fun and it was great. But then once I got home, he sent me a Venmo request.
For what?
For like all of the drinks through the night.
For both of you?
No, just my drinks, but still. Like, he texted me a picture with a request of like that little eyeball emoji and like a heart. Like, oh, ha, 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 this is funny, but don't forget, you owe me money. Like, what?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was like the least hot thing I've ever experienced. Like,
how did that make you feel, Emma?
It totally turned me off. And like, I don't want to be with a cheap man. Like, I don't want to be with a man who would expect me to pay.
It's so messed up because if I were to invite Brad Booker to dinner, I'm paying for dinner that night.
Oh, you are?
Because I invited you. It's like,
is that why you never invite me to dinner?
Times are tough.
Alex, I think you're thinking about this from a male point of view.
Yeah.
I need you put yourself in her shoes. If a guy sent you as a woman a request after y'all got home, I fully agree with her, by the way. I'm out at that point if he sent me a request.
I told you, I'd be done with him 100%. I would pay it after I got the request, and I'd say, go to hell, and I'd never talk to you again.
He could have just said, like, at the beginning, hey, listen, I'll just buy the drinks, I'll Venmo you later. That's still like a turnoff, but like at least I would know ahead of time.
Right.
But like he acted like this big man paying for all my drinks and stuff. It was just really like fake and misleading. So.
Okay, Gavin.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's up, man? We want
to
be fair, you know,
yeah, dude.
Obviously.
Yeah. So I guess from my perspective, like I don't mind, you know, what we did, the bar hopping and paying for everything while we're out just to keep kind of like the flow of the date going and not like get weird in the moment about money. But like, I don't think it's a wild thing to want to have someone split the drinks or whatever on a very first date, especially given the fact we went to like three different bars and it was a lot of money. Like mm-hmm. It does like go up and like that's on me for not maybe bringing it up at the start of the date, but I don't think like I'm inherently a bad person for wanting to split the cost of drinks, which were a good amount, you know, since we stayed out for as long as we did.
Okay.
One or two drinks is fine. We're talking like lots of drinks over the course of several hours.
You know, I pounced on them, but here's the thing. When is a good time to tell that person, hey, let's split the bill?
At the very beginning.
But it's still awkward.
It's a lot less awkward than getting a Venmo request when you get home.
Yeah, for real.
Gavin, listen, I'm sure there are women that agree with you or are happy to go Dutch, but Emma wasn't one of those people, and this is just not a connection, obviously. So good luck. Maybe a little bit more upfront about it next time. And
bro, we don't even give a chance of like, hey, you guys want to try and go out again? We just
know. Yeah.
No.
All right. Thank you, Emma. Appreciate it. And Gavin, thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.